saying everything I've been saying tonight. Because the minimum that I'm recommending, the advice I'm trying to give you, is at least see that the outer culture is not supporting your spiritual search and never will. It's on a different journey. It's on the material journey. And therefore, whether you seek out a spiritual community or not, at least know, at least don't be fooled that the wider material culture, the scientific, the current scientific materialist view of life, don't be fooled into thinking in any way that it supports your individual personal spiritual search, spiritual growth, spiritual intention. It doesn't. It's literally at odds with it. Well, it's trying to convince you otherwise.
And
now,
yeah,
that doesn't mean, and I'm not suggesting it means, that you can't be in that culture or in the society. It means don't think that that society is going to support your spiritual effort. Because the society cares about the society, the group, the collective. And the spiritual search is an individual effort. So it doesn't want to be bothered. That will distract from the collective effort. None of this is nefarious. They didn't have a meeting somewhere and, you know, come up with, let's structure society this way so people don't access anything spiritual. It's just how it's evolved. But it's evolved, to say it bluntly, in a frighteningly horrible anti-spiritual direction. In a truly dismissive of the spiritual direction. People really, really more than ever believe they are the body. People really believe and give their entire lives to, their life energy to, amassing things. And if not more things, better things. And I'm simply saying that's not life. It may be politically good, it may be reinforced capitalism or communism or any other political system you want to subscribe to, but it isn't life. It's just the material side of things. It's just the thing side of things. And that's not ever going to provide ultimate satisfaction or more than fleeting happiness. That's not life. What we've all been taught to think of as a better life isn't life. It's just more stuff or different stuff. And I'm not even talking about the material as tables and chairs only. I'm talking about feeling states as part of that. You know, if you make your life less stressful, if you find a way to get more money or earn more money or whatever, if you get more things and more convenience, lots of things, yes, you might feel better in some ways, but not in the ways that will really matter. Not in the ways that answer the ultimate questions, resolve the ultimate human dilemmas. And that's the empty promise that's being offered by the materialist viewpoint. That in the end, it'll work out. We'll figure everything out, and it'll work out. Enough diseases will be cured. Enough scientific progress will be made. Enough things will be understood that haven't yet been understood. And more people, if not a majority of people, will be able to have better lives. Well, yes, you may have materially richer lives. You may have more convenient lives, but will they really be better lives, is what I'm saying. Will you be closer to the truth? Will you actually know God? Will you know what reality is for yourself? Will you be content with your own life? I'm saying, through that level, no. It doesn't deliver the actual goods. It just keeps promising next year, tomorrow. I'm saying, don't be so quick to believe the promise. And that's my watered down message.
Pramadaya, just for me personally, it's almost like though, I'm with you because